Hi there, and welcome to episode 2 of Music Talks B-Side. I'm delighted to say that episode 1 got great plays, almost as many as the main episode from Stephen Routledge, which I'm delighted by. But a few folks were good enough to ping and say, really enjoyed it, but maybe you haven't explained as clearly as you could what this B-Side thing is. So let me try and do that quickly. Which is, this really is a catch-all for anything that doesn't fall into the main episode of the Music Talks format. So, as was the case last week, there was just a self-contained story that Stephen and I went down around him seeing a song premiered for the first time, which I'd edited out, but I felt it was absolutely worth listening to. This week, you will hear that it's additional musical content, which I'm hoping will add real value to anyone who listened to the main episode. And I'll also use it as catch-all for other episodes that don't use that Music Talks format. So I'm about to go to ACL, and my feedback on that festival will probably go in here, as will my annual best of what will now be, 2019. So that's the thinking behind it. Most episodes will be short and will be to do with the previous main episode, but I'll also use it for other things. And in terms of timing, the main episodes come out on a Tuesday, every second Tuesday, and the B-sides will come out the Tuesdays in between. So I hope that clears things up, and I hope you will enjoy the format. And as always, please do give me feedback, good or bad. Best places on Twitter. And that's at Music Talks Pod, or on email, which is musictalkspod@outlook.com. So without further ado, let me give you a brief intro to this edition of B-Sides. And you will notice that Paul Simpson's episode was called Wondering Aloud, after the Jethro Tull song. And I chose that title for a number of reasons. One, I know how much he loves the song. Two, I know how much he loves the band. What I hadn't realised until we actually did the podcast recording was that he'd also recorded this song for his daughter's, or one of his daughter's, weddings. And after considerable time and expense, we've managed to get through the Simpson vaults and find a version of that, or the version of that. And that's what I'm about to play. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but all I want to say really is, one, Paul does a great job of covering Wondering Aloud. He then adds some words on at the end, and I think it's brilliant. And all I will say is that there was a moistness in the eyes of the Smith household this morning when this came through. So we loved it, myself and Laura, and I hope you do too. Here's Paul Simpson doing Wondering Aloud.
Wondering aloud how we feel today. Last night sipped the sunset, my hand in her hair. We are our own saviors as we start, both our hearts beating light into each other. Wondering aloud, will the years treat us well? As she floats in the kitchen, I'm tasting the smell. Off toast as the butter runs, then she comes, spilling crumbs on the bed. And I shake my head, and it's only the giving that makes you what you are. Love you, my daughter, yes, forever. Love you with all my heart. Love you whenever we're together. Love you when we're apart. From the first moment I held you so tiny in my arms, I was filled with love completely and enchanted by your charms. And now again I hold you, not a baby but a bride, and my heart is filled completely with joy that won't subside.